We are elated the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights having represented Gabriel Shumba and four others who are exiled Zimbabweans living in South Africa. We had also participated in the constitutional or the COPAC outreach process where they made their contributions to a new governance charter for Zimbabwe. So we are happy that the African Commission on Human and People's Rights has finally communicated to us their provisional measures after considering this complaint during its 13th extraordinary session held from 19th to 25th February in the Gambia and West Africa. They finally communicated their provisional measures, which I state in part that the respondent state, which is the government of Zimbabwe, should allow Zimbabweans living abroad to vote in the referendum of 16 March 2013. They said whether or not they are in the service of the government, Zimbabweans living in the diaspora must be allowed to vote. They also said that the respondent state, which is our government, must provide all eligible voters to the same voting facilities it affords to Zimbabweans working abroad in the service of the government. They also said that the respondent state must take measures to give effect to its obligation under the African Charter in accordance with Article 1 of the African Charter. Lastly, the government of Zimbabwe was requested to report back to the African Commission on the implementation of these provisional measures which have been communicated to the government of Zimbabwe by the African Commission on Human and People's Rights.
Do you think the government will comply with this ruling?
Our government is a law-abiding government. We expect them to implement these provisions which have been passed by our African brothers and sisters.
In the event that those living outside Zimbabwe fail to vote on the 16th of March, what are you going to do?
The old clique says we will cross the bridge when you reach there. So we don't expect the government of Zimbabwe to defy a decision passed by fellow Africans.